there will never be any structural change. And there's lots of wonderful correspondence, Wilson and all these different responsible researchers and think tanks and the like, and he's also mystified because he knows from his experience that there's nothing to be afraid about with this medication. Yeah, there are some people that have a difficult reaction to it, but as he said, most of those people were very deeply troubled beforehand. And it did not have the set and setting. So, little thing on. So LSD becomes, you know, this cultural phenomenon, and there's all this stuff that's going on, and you know, Wilson can't be involved with it, and there's all kinds of great stuff coming from California where. Wynn Laws is writing to Sam Shoemaker she's writing to Shoemaker saying, you know, you got to stop Bill. He's doing this stuff. He's gone off the rail. He's taken a pill and he's seen God. And now, you know, it's going to destroy Alcoholics Anonymous. And she writes him and says, you know, you were given this gift and you're violating it and all this stuff. It's, you know. One of the things that Wilson got from his Jungian analysis was that he said, there is nothing so noble as to live your life for other people. But there is nothing as impossible as trying to live your life as other people want you to live it. And in 1955, when he finally was able to, at least in organizationally dropped the fellowship, he started to be able to have the life that he wanted to have. In whatever way that he could, because by this time, by 1958, he and Lois were basically housebound. Any place that he goes, he's recognized. And people want him to do stuff and all that stuff. So another person that, so Bill's very close with Aldous Huxley. Huxley said that that Bill was he called Bill a modern saint, and his widow Laura wrote Bill the most beautiful letter when Aldous died, talking about how much Bill meant to him. The person who administered the first psychedelic to Huxley is a guy by the name of Dr. Humphrey Osmond, who is from Weyburn Hospital up in Regina, Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan. Yeah, thank you. I need a drink after that. Osmond and his colleague Humphrey, or Abram Hoffer, these two incredible people were literally trying to find the cure for schizophrenia. And they did all kinds of amazing work at the hospital in Regina, Saskatchewan. They also found that LSD helped the staff understand the challenges that the patients were going through. And so Osmond and Hoffer insisted that if you're going to work with us, you got to do this. And they also were, there's a book called A New Hope for Alcoholics, where they also were working, because a lot of the street drunks, it's kind of a double blind with schizophrenia. And because a lot of schizophrenics, mask their symptoms with alcohol. But anyway, there are these two brilliant people, and Wilson gets in contact with Dr. Osmond, and they start talking. And then in 1958, he and his colleague Abram Hoffer come to a conference that was being put on at the Barbizon Plaza Hotel about psychedelics